This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Michael Brown. Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced a new national lockdown for England until at least mid-February to fight the fast-spreading new variant of the coronavirus. The latest restrictions comes as Britain ramps up its COVID vaccination program. Beginning today, schools and colleges will be closed for face-to-face instructions. All non-essential shops and personal care services such as hairdressers will be closed. Restaurants can only operate at take-on services. People are urged to work from home unless it's impossible to do so and leave home only for essential trips. Voters in the U.S. state of Georgia will decide the balance of power in Congress in a pair of high-stakes Senate runoff elections today. The outcome of the Senate races will help shape the legislative maneuvering for the first half of President-elect Joe Biden's four-year term in the White House. Republicans are unified against Biden's plans for health care, environmental protection, and civil rights, but some fear that outgoing President Donald Trump's attempts to undermine the integrity of the nation's voting systems may discourage voters in Georgia. At a rally in Georgia on Monday night, Trump repeatedly declared that the November elections were plagued by fraud, although Republican officials say that did not occur. Polls showed the two Democrats with slight edges in the Senate race, both of which were made necessary because none of the four candidates won a majority in the November balloting. None of the early ballots will be tabulated until today, and the official winners, depending on how close the vote counts are, likely will not be known on election night. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also, on the VOA mobile app, via remote, this is VOA News. America's capital city, Washington, D.C., mobilizing the National Guard ahead of planned protests in Washington by President Trump's supporters as Congress votes on Wednesday on reaffirming Joe Biden's election victory. Trump supporters are planning to rally in Washington today and Wednesday, seeking to bolster Trump's unproven claims of widespread voter fraud. A U.S. defense official says the Guard will be used for traffic control and other assistance. The New York Stock Exchange says it will no longer go ahead with plans to remove three Chinese telecommunication companies from the index in compliance with an executive order issued by President Trump. The exchange said Monday on its website that it reversed its previous decision after further consultation with regulators. Stock Exchange said last Thursday was removing state-owned China Telecom Corporation Limited, China Mobile Limited, and China Unicom Hong Kong Limited under Trump's order issued in November that bars American companies and individuals from investing in at least 31 firms believed to be linked to the Chinese military. Shares of all three companies gained well over 5% on Hong Kong's benchmark Hang Seng Index on Monday. A U.S. prosecutor said a pharmacist in the state of Wisconsin told police he tried to ruin hundreds of doses of coronavirus vaccine because he felt the shots weren't safe. Police in Grafton arrested Advocate Aurora health pharmacist Stephen Brandenburg last week following an investigation into the 57 spoiled vials of the Moderna vaccine, which officials say contained enough doses to inoculate more than 500 people. A judge ordered Brandenburg to not work in the healthcare field and not to have contact with Aurora employees. The pharmacist has been fired. And a judge on Monday blocked the Trump administration from sanctioning human rights lawyers for supporting the work of the World's War Crimes Tribunal, the International Criminal Court. Trump had authorized economic and travel sanctions against employees of the Hague-based ICC and anyone supporting its work, including an inquiry into whether U.S. forces committed war crimes in Afghanistan between 2003 and 2014. A Department of Justice spokesperson declined to comment. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also, on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown via remote. VOA News.